All right. So why do you need a jeweler on New Year's Eve to ring in the new year? Okay. Why do caterpillars like a new year? You get to turn over a new leaf. Okay, now, Lizzie, I kind of said this one was for you. What did Adam tell Eve on New Year's, the day before New Year's? It's New Year's Eve. Okay, I thought Lizzie would have got one. She got the Christmas Eve, but all right. All right, the last one, that one was just a bonus one. Why do bakers make bread on New Year's Eve? So they can toast in the new year. I thought you would have got that one. Stan, I thought you would have that one. All right. If you ever looked at the calendar, you know, we have our calendar. And the calendar has changed throughout time. We had, you know, for 4,000 years, they've had a calendar, and then and Julius Caesar then changed the calendar, and that's when we got into the Julian calendar, and that Julian calendar. Have you ever used the Julian calendar? It goes by the day. So a lot of times in the food industry, when you're tracking lot codes and stuff, a lot of times they'll use the Julian date. So it'll be like the day that it ran. So you know that you look at 250 at the number, and it's like day 250. Then you go, okay, well, it was this month and it was made on this day and that type of stuff. That was the Julian calendar. The calendar, which is interesting, is the Julian calendar with the Romans. Do you ever see the statue that the Romans had with one of their gods, which we know isn't a god, but they, you know, one of their gods? It had the face facing forward and the face facing backwards. Have you ever seen that statue in Roman history? And you still see in architecture today, you see these statues, and it's the double-faced man, Janus, and it faced forward and it faced back, and they basically, that was their symbol for the new year, and it was the symbol of this god that stood in the doorway of time, looking forward, all the way forward, and then looking back of what has come in the past. And so here we are in year 2023. And we look at the end of a year, moving into a new year. And I always like to step back at this time of year for me and look at, okay, I like to set goals. I write goals down. I kind of look, where did I go? What did I mess up on? What can I do better? So at the end of this year, I'm kind of looking at what I did last year, where my goals were, and now looking forward, where are our goals going to be? What's my plan for this coming year? And I think that's good for all of us to do. So as I start at the end of the year, since I am a big goal person, I like to really, I love to put goals down and say, hey, this is where we're going, church. Let's put our goals together. Where do we want to go in 2024? But then I came and didn't want to stop the Christmas story, because when I was reading the Christmas story last week, and the last couple of weeks, the Lord just said, hey, we need to just, in January, we'll stop and take some look at some goals here in January. But this year, at the end of this year, I wanted to stop and say, okay, hey, because the Lord has something for all of us today, and I'm excited about this. So passing on spiritual wisdom, Luke chapter 2. We're going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to jump into Luke chapter 2. Verse 21 through 40. Heavenly Father, just as the last couple of weeks, as we've been talking about your word and the angels and what they've said, Lord, has really just opened my eyes about Gabriel standing in your presence, that he stood in your presence, and that's where his worth was, standing in your presence. And then last week when we talked about the angels that you sent to the shepherds, Lord, and they first glorified your name on high, and then they said, peace on whose your favor rests. Lord, I pray that your favor will rest upon us. And I pray this morning that your Spirit will speak to us and that we can get something out of not just these stories, but we know this is your word spoken by you through men to us, and help us to filter that into our hearts and into our minds, and make a difference in our life. And let me pray. Amen. Passing on spiritual wisdom. So, Luke chapter 2. 21 through 40, we're going to, 21 through 40. I'm going to read it here. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required. Simeon took him into his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, praise God, we're Gentiles, and for the Lord to your people Israel, and for the glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what has been said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against. So the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Peniel. I always get that name misspelled. I always want to call it Peniel, but it's actually Peniel, and I always kind of flip back around. There was also a prophetess named Anna, the daughter of Peniel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old, and she had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child and all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This passage of scripture I loved, and I looked at it from a different light this time I read it this year. Because I love the aspect of the age groups that is pulled out. So we have Joseph and Mary Mary was probably 13 to 16, let's say, 12 to 16. Joseph might have been in his 20s or late teens. And then we have an older group of people that said we're old. seasoned. And I looked at that and I said, this whole picture here is just a wonderful example of how time kind of rolls, how things are passed down. And that's what I looked at. I wanted to look at because Simeon, he was righteous and devout. He was an older gentleman who was devout and righteous before the Lord, and the Spirit spoke to him and said he would not die until he saw the Lord's Christ. Well, imagine what that guy, I mean, think about that. If the Lord speaks to him, so here are these two older individuals, you have Simeon and Anna, and the Lord's speaking to them, and it's called out here in Scripture. And so here's Simeon who gets this word, says, you're not going to, how did that come? You're like, we don't know how that transpired. Is in his prayer, was he in the temple? We don't know that story, but we do know that the Spirit told him he would not die until he saw salvation, Jesus Christ, which is pretty amazing. So Simeon was this guy in the temple. He's a devout Christian or devout believer, Hebrew believer. And then he's moved by the Spirit. So when I see that, here was a guy who wasn't just walking in life kind of like, he wasn't fake. He was an older gentleman. And sometimes we know older people, we know all sorts of older people, just like younger people. They can be super happy. They can be not so happy. People can get depressed. People can get bitter, as we talked about before, through the challenges of life. So Simeon was this guy who was waiting now, and we see it when he said, his first thing he says, you now dismiss your servant in peace. So he was waiting to be dismissed almost, right? So he was kind of at this spot in life that he was waiting upon the Lord, and then he sees the child. And he gives these words to Joseph and Mary. But what I find interesting is Simeon was a listener. He listened. This year, 2024, one of my goals will be, and I'm sorry, I said I wasn't going to talk about goals, but I can't get around it. It's just the end of the year, and we're looking forward, right? We've got to look forward all the time. When I looked at Simeon as an older gentleman, he listened to the Spirit. How many times, I know in 2023, and we get so busy, don't we? We get super busy and constantly, what? I got an email. I can't sit on a date with my wife. I got to check. Stuff happens all the time. We pull our phone up. We pull our TV up. We pull our radio up. Get in the car, talk radio comes on. Get in the car, podcast comes on. Whatever it may be, listen to 2024. I want to take this example of Simeon and listen. Just take some time. 10, 15 minutes a day I want to just sit and do nothing. No electronics, no newspaper, no books, no kids in my ear, no family. That was just impossible in my house. It's like, dad, honey, like all the time. I get a call, text, hey, dad. But 10, 15, nothing against you kids. I'm just saying it's our family. We're busy. 10 minutes. 15 minutes just to sit there and contemplate and have the Spirit kind of connect with me and just concentrate not just on nothing, but just concentrate on what the angel said earlier last week about God the Most High. We've sang about it this morning. I am a child of God. That's, when you think about it, that's what the stuff, 10 minutes a day, to sit there and think, I am a child of God, and concentrate on who Jesus Christ is and who God is and what he has done. When was the last time we did that? This past year. When? How many? Maybe some people do it every day. And hopefully people are. I know for me, that's something I need to learn better. But hopefully I'm going to be listening more. Like, kind of like, if you get to a snowstorm, I love to go outside. Right after a snowstorm, and where we live, it's quiet and there's a lot of trees and fields. And you go outside, and a lot of times, like even up on the hill where we're at, and we're miles from the turnpike, you can still hear traffic. But on a snowstorm, and I noticed in Colorado too when I was out in the mountains, but you sit up there and you go out and just listen, and there's nothing. And it's so a peaceful, awesome sense of just nothing. And of course, we know there isn't just nothing, but we know that there's the Lord. Anyway, so he saw Simeon, his eyes now have seen the Christ, the salvation, and he calls out that this salvation was a light not just to the Jewish people, but he calls out and specifically calls out this is a revelation to the Gentiles, that all humanity now, not just the Jewish people, but all humanity, all of us, have this chance of salvation through Jesus Christ, this child that Simeon was holding. And he was so excited to see this child, and he listened to the Spirit and had this wisdom that he gave then to Mary and Joseph. Then we move on and look at Anna. She was a prophetess. And how did she spend her time? She spent her time, as Scripture says, worshiping, fasting, and praying. Here was a widow. Spent her time, and here was a widow that for many, many years was in the temple doing those three things. She wasn't bitter. And we know that bitterness, like when you go back to the book of Ruth and you look at Naomi, it talked about that she was bitter and so many times people get bitter, but Anna here, this prophetess, steps back through in her life and she wasn't bitter. As far as we know, I'm sure she had bitter times. I'm sure she cried. I'm sure she, you know, just like all of us, she was human, but she was this prophetess. And she saw the Christ child and how that looked and how that, I don't know. But these two people were called into the temple at the courts when Jesus came in, and Simeon, who listened to the Spirit, found the Christ child. Anna, who listened to the Spirit, and we see that she worshiped, fasting in prayer, that was her life. The Lord was speaking to both of them, those people. Why? Because they spent the time to listen. That's my personal opinion. They spent time listening to what the Spirit would tell them. And they both came to the Christ child in the temple. They were both older, mature, and seasoned people. And sometimes as we get older, we can be seasoned, right? We can be seasoned with sugar. We can be seasoned with salt, not to mention anyone in here. I don't see Atlee in here, so I'll use Atlee. Maybe he's a little salty. You know, he's not. But we can get seasoned, and life kind of hones into us as we get older, and we have these experiences that can affect us. And both of these two individuals basically worshipped and continually kept their focus on God. Listened and let the Lord speak to them. 2024, how's that look for us? These two people both passed on this spiritual wisdom. That's what, and honestly, I'm going to tell you, in this church, first time I came in here, I noticed what? There was an older group of people. The wisdom that was here and is still here, I found this is great. The people in this church have been filled with this wisdom through life, have been filled with wisdom by what Scripture you have read from Scripture, what the Spirit has revealed to you in your life, and as you reflect, there's this wisdom that is here. This spiritual wisdom that is here. And we also have younger people like Joe, not pregnant as far as I know. Maybe I could be wrong, but I don't know. There's this wisdom that needs to be passed on. Both Simeon and Anna, when they didn't retire and check out, did they? They didn't say, you know what, Simeon didn't say, okay, well, I'm done my work in the temple. I don't know what else he did as a job. Maybe, I don't know. He didn't check out. He just didn't retire and forget about passing on the spiritual wisdom that he had. He kept that continually going in his life up until the time of his dismissing in peace because he finally saw the Savior. Okay, that's something that I want to do in 2024. Not that I'm real old. My kids would say, Dad, you're old, buddy. But that's what they would tell me. Jade probably told me that last night. Dad, you're old. So I can still take him on. Come on, buddy. But, you know, we don't want to just retire out. As we get older, we want to take this wisdom, this spiritual wisdom that the Spirit has given us. The Spirit, as long as we are alive on this planet, I don't care if you're in a walker, in a wheelchair, if you're 50 years old, if you're 10 years old, or 18 years old, or 14, we have this spiritual connection with the Lord that He speaks to us if we would only stop sometimes and listen. Stop and listen. And then as an older generation, stop and listen. And then listen to what that wisdom is that has been granted to you as an older generation. Older than me, right? I love talking to you guys and to the younger guys. I love talking. And so many times, like, people ask me, say, hey, Jeff. And I feel like, well, I don't have the wisdom to give. But I give what I know I can out of Scripture. This is what Scripture says. And so many times I'll talk to people in here, and you have a different perspective than me because you're at a different generation than me. And it's a whole different perspective. And that's why this story, when I looked at that spiritual wisdom that these guys, Simeon and Anna, gave to Joseph and Mary about Jesus, that spiritual wisdom needs to be passed to the next generation, to people that you meet in the store. Just don't check out. This development of other people. So if you have the opportunity with your grandkids, with your kids, with your neighbor, with however that may look, you have spiritual opportunities all around. And I'm not saying, hey, we're going to go out and you need to be hitting the street evangelizing. But what did these guys do? They had the Lord, number one, in their mind, in their process. And right where they were, if it was wherever they were, right, in the temple, but if wherever we are, shopping. Wherever we are, at our son's house. Wherever we may be, wherever you may be in your community, our spiritual wisdom and our spiritual mindset never retires. Never just checks out. Wherever we are, you take your family to Disney, boom, there's a whole park there filled with people that you can talk to. And that's where these guys, being older, didn't check out. They listened. And then they were willing to pass. They didn't shy back and say, well, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to be offensive. I don't want to say anything because I don't want them to feel like I'm pushing something at them. And that's a way to present something. And Simeon presented it. And when he presented it, Joseph and Mary, and it says Joseph and Mary pondered and marveled over what he said. The wisdom that was given to Joseph and Mary, now part of that was also how Joseph and Mary were as a younger crowd. As a younger crowd, Joseph and Mary just didn't step back and say, oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about. What do you know? Well, we know that they know a lot. They didn't step back. And part of that is that it was Joseph and Mary, right? They already found favor in God's eyes. Mary favored to carry the birth and birth Jesus. Joseph, who was commissioned really to raise Jesus as his own son for how many years before Joseph passed and then Jesus became on the stage of who he was as our Savior. That was Joseph's test. So these guys listened and marveled at what was said. So both age groups listened. Simeon and Anna listening to the Holy Spirit, stepping back in their busy life, because we think our life is busy, right? I'll guarantee you how many thousands of years ago their life was busy too. It was just different. They had to get food. They had to gather water. They had to make food. They had to make their fire to make food. They had to make their fire to have hot water. So it's just different, but everybody was busy. They were busy then and they stepped back and they listened. Simeon and Anna passed that spiritual wisdom on of who Jesus was, what he would do as a Savior, and Joseph and Mary then stepped back and listened as well. And they took that and they marveled upon this child, which that's another thing I found interesting. You would think, and then Luke pulls this out, you would think after Joseph and Mary, Joseph, who already had a run-in with the angel, right? Mary, who already had a run-in with the angel. Then they give birth in a stable, and these people show up and talk about how great this child will be. Then they have Simeon and Anna, who come and say these words, and they still marvel over their words. To me, I think you would have already been like, I just came face to face with this angel. That would have been like constant, but they still marveled over what the spiritual wisdom of now an earthly man said to them. Before it was heavenly men, angels, not men. Now it's an earthly man who's given the spiritual wisdom and they receive it. So an older generation is giving spiritual wisdom to a younger generation. The younger generation isn't just blowing them off. Isn't just saying, what do you know, Simeon? What do you know, Anna? No. They take that word and they listen to it. And let it filter in to their brain and their heart. And they marvel over what was said to them about their son, which they already heard from angels. And they still received that. In this new year, how do we want to look? I mean, we can't look, well, we're looking back to that, the statue. You think about looking down and back and the statue of time, just looking forward and looking back all the way through time. Where do we want to go this year? I think that's a good question that I ask myself. Where do I want to go? Many times, actually, I was praying about this morning. Okay, it's so in business, right? And I'm a sinful guy. And even on Sunday morning, I wake up and I start thinking about business. And I start thinking about money and problems and this, because we're normal, right? We're people, and that's what happens. And I was outside, and I tried to pray around the church in the morning, And sometimes Karen's talking to me, I'm not being short with you, Karen, but I like to just pray in the morning and walk around the church, right? This morning I'm over there praying, and money's popping through my head. And I'm like, you know what? And you always think about, you hear about millionaires and billionaires and all this stuff. And this morning I was like, you know, what would it take? And this was my thought, because my head started to go towards money. And then I came back, and I'm like, wait a second. What would it take to reach, because you think about, how can I make $1 million? And you read books. How can you make $1 million? The rich man next door, and invest in this, and do all this. And then I was thinking, how could I reach 1 million people? Think about that. How, and I got all excited. I'm standing on the curb out there. I'm like, Lord, okay. How could I reach 1 million people with the gospel? Is that more important than $1 million? Yeah. Way more important. I mean, yeah, we still got to eat and we still got stuff to deal with, but how could I reach 1 million people with the gospel of Jesus Christ? That's available to us today, isn't it? With all the technology we have, that is available to reach 1 million people. Us right here could reach 1 million people with the gospel of Christ. I don't know if they'll accept, but even that's even better. Can you imagine 1 million people? Can you imagine going to heaven and seeing this whole section D1, okay, that there's 1 million people in there, and it's all came. How did you guys come to Christ? Well, it was through this ministry that was happening in this church. Because these people listened to what God told them to do. And even through hardships, they didn't get bitter. Even through things that was spoken to them, they didn't get bitter. And guess what they did? They passed on their spiritual wisdom because they were spending 10 plus minutes a day listening, praying to the Lord. We should do more than that, but I'm just saying for 10 minutes, start. They were listening to what the Lord told them to do. And they started to walk that course, down that course to reach 1 million people for Jesus Christ. That section 1D is our section. Right? Wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, we all might be dead. Well, we would be dead to see it, right? Okay, we're never gonna see it on earth. But all I'm saying is the spiritual wisdom that these two people had when they were older, they did not stop in their spiritual walk. They didn't retire and check out. They didn't complain and talk about everything they didn't have. What did they talk about? They talked about this is the Son of God. This baby is the revelation to the Gentiles, which is way over 1 million people that have come to Christ, right? These things were given to them that were passed on. We need to pass this wisdom and wisdom that we have of Scripture, the wisdom that we have of who Jesus is, because many times we give wisdom on other areas, right? Hey, actually, I asked Tom this morning. Tom, I got to do this. My son has this Subaru. It's a piece of junk, but we're fixing the caliper on the brake caliper. What do I do when I take that off? Do I have to bleed out the brake line? And where do I go? I went to Tom to get some mechanic wisdom. And he told me, well, this is what I would do. And then he goes on. I'm like, whoa, Tom, slow down. You know? And he just went through and all, well, this, you do this, this, and this, and you get this tool and you clamp this. And then, okay, now I know how to do it. Why? Because Tom passed on some mechanical wisdom that I can get from Tom. Or I can get from YouTube as well right now. So we can do that as well. But right there, we can reach millions of people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So as we close out this year and close out this message, I encourage all of us, if you're young, listen to the wisdom that someone might be trying to give you, if it's from a grandparent. If it's from a parent, if it's from an older sibling, an aunt and uncle, a teacher, whoever that may be, if it's good, solid, biblical wisdom, don't throw it out. Listen to it. Listen to that wisdom. If you're the older generation, I encourage us to listen and step back and listen to the Spirit. Have the Spirit give us that wisdom that we can pass on to our grandkids, that you can pass on to your family members. You might look at them now and you're like, Jeff, you don't understand. My kids, my husband, my wife, or whoever it may be, will never step foot into a church. That's okay. But they have you. You have spiritual wisdom, right? You can direct someone to the Lord. They don't have to walk through these doors. Spiritual wisdom of Jesus Christ is within all of us, and we need to remember that, and we need to be passing that on. 2024, I pray that we pass that on. Heavenly Father, Lord, you have really spoken to me this last month. I just really have opened my head and looked at a lot of aspects of who I am and stepped back and saw what the knowledge was coming from these angels when they stand in your presence and what they speak of you. Man, that was really an eye-opening experience for me just to understand what these angels are saying about you, Lord. Help me and help us to see that same thing that they see. Help us to get our minds outside of such a small little thing about ourselves and look at a much bigger picture. Help us to see this picture of people that need salvation, just like your servant Simeon prayed, Lord, that the revelation has been given to the Gentiles. Now, Lord, is our time. We are commissioned here in our generation now to continue that gospel story to this generation. Lord, I pray for the Spirit to speak to the older generation here, that you will speak to them. I ask that they will be open to listen to your Spirit. And Lord, I also pray as they speak and as they listen that us younger people and younger generation will also listen to what the older generation is telling from that's given from the Spirit. And that, Lord, would be that we need to continue to spread the gospel of your message. Help us to keep that in our visuals this year, in our windshield. And when we're looking down the road, that's what we see. We see opportunities. We see people that need Jesus Christ, that need salvation. Lord, I pray for that. Speak to us this year. Thank you for 2023. With all the good and all the bad, we thank you for it. In 2024, we pray that we will open our minds to a different mindset as we travel down 2024. In your name we pray. Amen.